Giorgio Tanatara always carries his gun when he leaves home. He says he's been attacked 4 times for campaigning against illegal logging. Despite dangers, he stops to investigate when he sees logs of wood.
There's so much illegal logging. How will a forest survive? This area in which we are talking used to be a natural forest, but the trees have been chopped off to convert this into a rubber plantation.
The Northeast is home to nearly a quarter of all forests in India and also some of its greatest biodiversity. But changing methods of farming, natural disasters, and growing populations have significantly reduced it. Moranthem Loya Namba has been preserving this patch of land in the state of Manipur. He started growing plants on a hill 2 decades ago. Now it's a lush forest that boasts of dozens of plant and animal species.
Every season there was 3-4 wildfires used to come and destroy the whole place. So initially, I used to clear all the lantana and used to plant, and slowly I found other trees which used to be there started growing also.
Officials say they need to balance environmental concerns with developmental needs. Plantations like these have become a popular way to do it.
Probably after 50 years, we'll have a natural forest as we are having in this part of India. So we have to start somewhere. So that was a solution which was not perfect, but it was better than having nothing.
The government says these efforts are paying off and its recent report shows forests are growing. But some experts are skeptical.
What it does is it equates natural forests with plantations. Now, plantations could be monoculture plantations. Plantations could be rubber plantations. It could be apple orchards, all of that. So it's important to distinguish.
There are laws and policies to protect forests in India. But many conservationists, like Giorgio Tanatara, believe there's little political will to enforce them. Pavni Mittal, Al Jazeera, New Delhi.